Roland looked at Susanna, who shrugged and said, "Let's see what he can do. I have a pretty good idea already. Don't you?" It turned out that he could do a lot. Patrick Danville's drawing ability was nothing short of amazing, and his pictures gave him all the voice he needed. He produced them rapidly and with clear pleasure. He did not seem disturbed at all by their harrowing clarity. One showed Joe Collins chopping into the back of an unsuspecting visitor's head with a hatchet, his lips pulled back in a snarling grin of pleasure. Beside the point of impact, the boy had printed "Chunt" and "Sploosh" in big comic book letters. Above Collins's head, Patrick drew a thought balloon with the words, "Take that, you lunker," in it. Another picture showed Patrick himself lying on the floor, reduced to helplessness by laughter that was depicted with terrible accuracy, no need of the "ha, ha, ha" scrawled above his head, while Collins stood over him with his hands on his hips, watching. Patrick then tossed back the sheet of paper with that drawing on it, and quickly produced another picture which showed Collins on his knees with one hand twined in Patrick's hair while his pursed lips hovered in front of Patrick's laughing, agonized mouth. Quickly, in a single practiced movement, the tip of the pencil never left the paper, the boy made another comic strip thought balloon over the old man's head, and then put 7 letters and 2 exclamation points inside.
"What does it say?" Roland asked, fascinated.
"Yum. Good," Susanna answered. Her voice was small and sickened. Subject matter aside, she could have watched him draw for hours. In fact, she did. The speed of the pencil was eerie, and neither of them ever thought to give him one of the amputated erasers, for there seemed to be no need. So far as Susanna could see, the boy either never made a mistake or incorporated the mistakes into his drawings in a way that made them, well, why stick at the words if they were the right words, little acts of genius.